they see that I'm, or a sponsor that I'm accountable to. Drifting away from meetings was what caused me to drink again. And it was very subtle. It is very subtle, cunning, baffling, and powerful. And I was just at a wedding, and I picked up a drink of punch at the punch bowl that I didn't bother to investigate if it was alcoholic or not. And I was just primed to not do the right thing at that moment. And I drank it, and I continued to drink. And I continued to hide my drinking from my husband, who had never seen me drink. And that lasted for a few months, and I hit another bottom. And then I got sober again, and I stayed sober for 14 more years after the first 12. And once again, the story was the same. I did all the right things. I involved myself with the people that I needed to be with, did the things that we are encouraged to do here. And we moved into a neighborhood, my husband and I, and slowly but surely I drifted away again from what had kept me sober. And we started socializing with the other parents in the neighborhood and barbecuing with them because our kids hung out together, and it was a natural progression, and we formed those friendships, and they were all drinking people. And slowly but surely I found myself wanting to, join them. Like, it's so true about the memory not being kept green and what that will do for you if your memory is not green. Because staying in AA, going to meetings, and hearing other stories is what keeps our memory green. And so I began drinking again, and this time around I was a mother, and I was married, and I had a lot more to lose. I had a lot more to be accountable to, and the pain that I caused me much more pain than I had ever felt before. And, I had a career also. I had a job that mattered. It wasn't just a minimum wage job that I could toss aside. So I had accumulated some things, and some things that were very important to me, and especially my marriage and my child that I treasured. And I stayed out for 10 years, and my daughter saw me go from being a sober mom in her young years to when she was about a tween or so, and she saw me start drinking, and her disappointment was tremendous, and her embarrassment was tremendous. And I ended up doing things that I never thought I would do and embarrassing myself in ways that I never thought possible. And my earlier bottoms were bottoms for me, and they were all that I needed, and I have no doubt that had I continued to do the things that we are supposed to do here, that I would have, 28 years of sobriety or something to that effect. I don't think a horrific bottom is necessary for everyone. Because apparently, at least to me and my analysis of what it was like then and what it is like now and what it was like, a year ago when I got sober, is very different. And it was much, much, much worse. And I wouldn't have known that it would have taken me to get that low to get sober again, because I used to always tell people I have a low tolerance for pain. And I kind of do, but I found that I have a higher tolerance for pain than I ever imagined that I did. And the reason that I was able to progress so far in my alcoholism is because I wasn't working this time around. I had been laid off by my job, and I had, I had the freedom to just not do anything but drink until late into the evening, and then sleep all day if I needed to. It got to the point, though, when my husband and I went on a vacation with his dear friend that had invited us somewhere, and I was at the point where I was supposed to be hiding my drinking. I mean, I wasn't supposed to be hiding my drinking. I was supposed to be hiding my drinking. They didn't want to see me drink, and so my idea to keep drinking was to hide it. And I wasn't so good at it. And so we went on this vacation, and it was a disaster. Even though they never saw me pick up drinks, I was drinking around the corner, and they saw the progression of my drunkenness as the day went on. And by the time it was the day before it was time to go home, we were not talking to each other. And he looked at me and he said, something's going to have to change when we get back. And he said, I'm going to call your dad and I'm going to call some other people and something's going to happen because I'm not going to keep living my life like this. I'm not going to put up with this. And realizing that my husband was going to leave me and he was making distinct preparations to do so, and that my daughter, I knew, had already lost every ounce of respect for me, I came back into these rooms again, and I took it more seriously than I ever had, and I did 90 and 90, and I am so grateful for what I have today, and I want to always remember the lessons that I've learned over these many years, not just the last year that I've been here, but over these many years, because I don't ever want to go back out there because a lot of hideous things await me, and I'm not sure that I would get back either. Thank you.